This is the 19th Kapow featuring
Ashley,
Isabel,
Mike,
Matt,
Justin,
and Bryce.
Let's tune in!
Go, Michael, go! Mind over matter! You feel no pain!
Wow! Training 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, it's hard.
You got it. It takes dedication, hard work, and a lot of bottles of water.
Yeah, I'd say. I've been training for 3.5 months now.
What exactly are you training for?
The Hog House Half Marathon and 5K.
Okay, but you mean the half marathon and 5K that Jill is hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Michael, I really don't think you have to train 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for this.
Really? Well, how much does it cost? Where's it at? And do I need to train hard for this?
Well, we have an interview with Jill, and she will answer all of your questions.
Good. You want to race to the random square object?
Oh, yeah. But first, let's give our listeners a sneak peek of what to expect.
Well, we'll talk to Mr. Maxwell about the golf team and how they're looking this year.
Also, do you know what grok means?
Does it have to do with our Isadeth question? Would you rather sing everything you say or do, or just be mute all day?
Not exactly. You just have to wait until the closing.
Okay, sounds good. You ready to race?
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Go!
While Izzy and Michael begin their race, let's catch up with Jill Estes, the host of the Hog House Run.
That's right. She found time in her busy school schedule to stop and talk with us.
Well, I'm ready to hear what she has to say.
Jill, tell us about your Hog House Half Marathon and 5K.
Well, it's a free fun run for everyone on May 22nd, 2010. Both runs, both the half marathon and the 5K, run past hog houses. Participants are invited to dress up like a pig. The half marathon starts at 8 a.m. and the 5K starts at 9 a.m. The half marathon goes through 2 states and 3 counties. The first 60 finishers that finish will receive a plastic poopy pig, and all the routes are gravel. The race starts and stops at my house. If you would like to participate, please email or text me your name and if you'd like to run the 5K or the half marathon.
Wow, awesome. And what made you decide to hold this race?
I just really like running and wanted to do something unique for my graduation.
Cool. Well, I'm excited for it. Thank you.
Well, I better join Izzy and Mike on their run.
I know. I'm pretty excited to go on that run.
I'm always eager to hear the response to our Isadeth question.
The question is, would you rather sing everything you say for a day or be mute? Personally, I'd rather sing everything I say all day. What about you? Justin? Justin! Oh, I get it. You would rather be mute all day.
You got it. Now let's hear what the centralized students think.
Would you rather sing what you say all day or be mute for one day?
I would rather sing all day because I do not like being quiet and I am very loud and love to talk.
I'd rather be mute because I can't sing.
I'd rather sing for a day because I can't handle being quiet.
Mute. Why? So then I have to listen to myself.
Justin, if you were Nate, would you sing what you say all day or be mute for a day?
I would sing what I said all day because he has a lovely voice.
I'd have to go with singing because there's no way I could be mute.
I would definitely sing because, number one, I sing a lot of what I say already, and number two, you couldn't shut me up for a whole day.
I would rather be mute for a day because then I don't have to answer questions and I can just kind of be by myself.
Mute, because I'm a horrible singer.
Sing everything I say, one, because I'm a great singer, two, because I can't stop talking.
Be mute for a day, because I don't like to sing.
I'd rather sing what I say all day, because I like to sing.
Sing what I say all day, because then I could actually talk.
We might have a lot of singers and mimes in the school this week.
I wonder what Mr. Maxwell would choose.
I don't know. But he can answer some questions about golf.
Awesome, let's catch up with him.
Mr. Maxwell, how many kids do you have on the golf team?
We have 12 girls.
And what are your expectations for this season?
To finish in the upper half of the conference
as a team.
Okay, then. And how many boys do you have in the golf team?
I think there's about 14 boys. I don't have the boys, but Mr. Okay. Wright coaches the boys. But I think there's 14, 15 boys.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ladies.
Now that I know more about golf, I finally understand what to watch for.
Yeah. I always thought golf had to do with, like, having tea and going to a ball and something to do with, like, birds and, like, eagles.
Okay, whatever you say.
That was a great podcast.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a great way to finish strong.
Make sure to keep listening for a midterm podcast. It is sure to be a hit.
So, shall we treat the listeners with the word of the podcast?
Let's do it. The word is grok.
Rock?
No, grok. According to dictionary.com, grok means to understand thoroughly and profoundly.
Ah, well, I'm totally grokking you right now.
Wait to use that word of the podcast.
Sadly, we must bring the amazing Kapow to an end.
We'd like to thank our teacher, Mrs. Snyders, our classmates, the nice comfy chair, and my faithful dog, Hank.
Thanks for listening to the 19th Kapow.
Ow! Oh,
ow!
Oh, ow! That hurt!
Are you guys okay? You just smashed into each other at full speed.
Well, he tripped me.
Doc got a mic.
So she pushed me back.
And we crashed. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Here comes the ambulance.
This kind of reminds me of the mini blooper section entitled Help that is coming to a theater near you.
Here we have a weird, anonymous kid. I can't.
Train hard for this?
Well, we have an interview. That. Why are you laughing?
Mike's the worst.
Yum. Now I'm hungry for smoothies.
Oh, I don't blame you. The things... Doggone it.
Those bring back some great memories, wouldn't you say, Izzy?
Okay.
What did you say?
I agree. Really?
Wait, he has a white ass. He's a purple.
Where did they come from? Whoa. Okay.
Oh, dang it.
Call of Duty? What, the movie or what?
No, the game, Call of Duty.
I don't know, I have never played it.
Ooh, well.
Didn't even know what it was.
Greetings, men. For voting results for the If Girls Should Vote. Crap.
Just this? Oh, yeah, I got it. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Tell me when you click.
Those were some good responses.
Special K bars!
Stop. I go.
Here we have the weird random kid who.
Hey.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah.
Why are we recording it?
Can you say it?
Let's tune in, everybody! Yeah.
What about you, Matt?
God! We're doing so well!
I like puppy chow.
Why?
Well, Izzy and Michael begin their race. Let's go.
Doc got a mic.
So she pushed me back.
Oh, that's a redo. You guys all suck.
Well, this cut.
Terrible.
That's over with.
You want to sing that for us again so we can record it?
No. My sister, I always used to go to their basketball tournaments when I was little. And her and her little girlfriends, when they're in like 7th grade and I was like 4, they always sing that.
Don't ask him?
Don't ask me.
Ask him.
Fine.
Valerie.
You need to man up.
Sure.
You like music, so you're going to sing all day.